Free-floating plants like duckweed and algae can be rough on boats. An abundance of the plants also prevents sunlight from reaching the river bottoms. This hurts plants and fish living under the surface and reduces oxygen production. Researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wanted to better understand what conditions cause the free-floating plants to spread. Studies released this week found that too much nitrogen and phosphate help the plants thrive. Also, waters more connected to the main channel are more likely to have a higher concentration of nutrients. USGS research ecologist Jeff Hauser says you often hear about nutrients creating the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Although not as extreme, he says this shows that high concentrations of nutrients are having a local effect.
Dead zone suggests really large areas devoid of life, and that's not what's going on. But there are clearly small pockets here and there throughout the backwaters where we do have these thick mats and we do have low dissolved oxygen concentrations.
DNR Water Resources Management Specialist Sean Giblin says the study's findings will better help them manage the ecosystem and state's nutrient management plan.
The generation prior to us, you know, they were dealing with things like DDT, PCBs. You know, we've kind of turned the corner on those issues. I think this is sort of the next tier of issues we're going to be looking at and trying to deal with.
According to the USGS, the nutrients often come from fertilizers, industrial wastewater, and fossil fuel emissions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.